He said that he was quite tall and he was very amazing to look at because his arms would go down to his knees. Like Lord Chaitanya, he had a Janulambita Bhujo. He had his long arms that almost touched his knees. Said he had three lines in his stomach, three lines in his neck. These are symptoms you find in descriptions of Mahapurushas. Normally ordinary people don't have this type of neck with the conch shell lines. See, he had both on his waist and his neck. Like this, he had all the very astonishing characteristics. At the same time, he was able to mix with the common villagers and the children and win their hearts over. Actually, he got donations from the Mohammedan villagers to build his ashram. It's quite amazing because usually we expect Hindu villagers to give for a temple, but he was so well liked by the Muslims there that they also gave him land. He got about 300 acres donated to him. So like this, then he built the Srivas Angan monument and also the Chaitanya Math. From the Chaitanya Math, then he was directing their preaching around India and the world. So his temple began. He had 64 branches to the Gaudiya Math in a short span of time. So Prabhupada met him at Uttar Venga in 1922 when he was 26 years old. And he took initiation from him in 1933, 11 years later. So he'd been under his shelter for 11 years when he took initiation. When he was feeling that this was the right thing to do. So, sometimes Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Thakur went to Radha Kunda to chant, and he chanted 300,000 names of Krishna a day for the Chaturmas or month of Kartik. And then he was preaching very dynamically. At that time he went, Vishwa Bhakti, our Prabhupada went with Vishwa Bhakti Siddhanta Sari Thakur, and he went to visit him there with his son. So he went on a walk around Radha Kund. At that time Vishwa Bhakti Siddhanta Sari Thakur told him that I built so many temples, but some of the temples there's fighting going on, who gets what room and who gets what facility, who's in what position. So now sometimes I think that better if I took all the marble from the temple, sold it and printed books. So if you ever get any money, please publish books. This will make me very happy. So these words were inspiration for Srila Prabhupada to translate the books into English and have them published all over the world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one time, he was very broad-minded person actually. He knew how to preach according to time, place and circumstance. He could be in Radha Kunda with the Babaji's doing the tapasyas. Also sometimes he had a lectured at a public program with the king of Tripura. When he was with the king here, one time there was a festival in the temple at Pat Bazar, northern Calcutta. So there, they had a festival, Anakut, which is Govardhan Puja. Do you think you have big Govardhan Puja here? They build a mountain of rice and things. So they build a very big mountain of rice with all decorations, and then worship it as a Govardhan. Then they're about to distribute the prasadam. But at that moment, a dog came up, bit into the side of the mountain, and then ran off. So then they were all astonished. The dog is bit into it, so like it's all contaminated. What to do? So they went and asked the Bhakti Siddhanta Saritaka what they should do. And he said, really, what happened? And so the dog bit into the rice, it's all contaminated. So really, where? Take me, show me that. So he went down and then showed the mountain of rice, and there he said, where did the dog bite? He said, right here. Is this the place? Yes. See how it's indented here? Something's missing? So that's the right place. Yes. Okay, then he took the rice from that place and he ate it. Mahaprasad ki.
Yeah.
And everybody took the prasad. One time there was a labor strike, and nobody, none of the village workers would cut the rice in the field. It was already ripe and hanging over, and they didn't cut it, it would go bad. They came to him and said, what to do? So where are these fields? Show me. He went out and showed him. Where's the cutting instrument? Get one, I want to see how does this work. They brought in some instrument. Took him out to the field, and he saw all the fields there, all the brahmacharis were there. Now what should we do? And he said, you have one of those cutting instruments? He said, yes. And they gave him, and he kneeled down and, you know, started to cut the rice with his own hands. Said, if it's Krishna's rice, what to do? It's going to go bad, we should cut it for Krishna. He started cutting. Then all the disciples were embarrassed to hear the gurus they're cutting. There's so many disciples, brahmacharis, one of us, so they all started cutting and saved the rice. He was a man of action. When he would chant japa, Prabhupada said he'd walk back and forth many times. He would always just sit down. He was very active. It seemed like also like word down and things like poteen. He was very active, always very dynamic. At the same time, he's known as Sivarshabhanavi Daita Devi. Sivarshabhanavi Devi Daita. That he's specially favored by Radharani. Actually, he's one of the Manjaris who came down from the spiritual world, assistants of Radharani, just to help spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So sometimes he would go into the deity room and he would just talk with the deities, lock the door, take counsel directly, Krishna would speak to him, Radharani would speak to him. That was how great he was. The prediction in one of the Puranas that there would be great spiritual master would appear in Jagannath Puri and he would unite the four Vaishnava to succession. You see, the Sivabhakti Siddhanta Sattakur is the person by whose message eventually the four Vaishnava Sampradayas will be united. In 1936, when he was passing away, before that, he had already established a governing body commission, said you all work cooperatively together and spread the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, he wrote a letter to his disciples, like final order. He told them to expand their Nanadi Parikrama, that this would purify the brain to the whole world. That they should develop Mayapur Dham because Mayapur Dham was very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That they should publish books and distribute them as much as possible. That they should establish Namhata preaching because by Namha preaching many householders would get the opportunity to preach. And to expand the Namhata preaching because by Namhata then all the congregation will get opportunity to serve the Holy Dhamma Maya. So actually his vision was preaching, Mayapur, book distribution, Namhata, and engaging everybody in the purpose of life and preaching Krishna consciousness. So, on this sacred day, this person, Srila Prabhupada, was giving a lecture one time. He was explaining how the previous acharyas had worked for development, for how Bhaktivinoda Thakur went and built the first building. Gaurakishoradas Babaji took shelter there. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was developed the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, building the Yogapitha temple and other places around the birthplace of the Navadvip Dham. He said, in my own humble way, I'm trying to also fulfill their desires. He said, actually, the secret of success is to please the previous acharyas. And like when Srila Prabhupada was explaining all these things, then he broke down and started to cry. He was so moved. And later when he got his composure again, then he said that the secret of success is to please the previous acharyas. To know that if we can please Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Vishnu Pada, Krishna will be very pleased. Give cookies and things to the disciples. I'm very fortunate. To come in this disciple succession, we should remain very determined to try to do something to please Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Hari Om Tat Sat. Any question? So we are truly indebted to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he's sent us his representatives to vision that the whole world would one day become Krishna conscious, and Srila Prabhupada's Buddha.